have a good time. Put a smile on your face, yeah. KBKM and Elation Radio. Even brighten your day and help you through the night. Bring you good music, KBKM and Elation Radio. And here's your host.
Well, good evening, good evening, good evening, everybody. Good evening. Good evening, everybody. Hallelujah. Come on, let's praise him on tonight. Come on, let's magnify his name. For the Lord is good, and he's worthy to be praised. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Amen and amen. I got thrown off for a minute. You know, sometimes we get accustomed to having things the same way all the time. And I'm glad that what just happened, because it's helping me to know that I'm on target for tonight. Amen. Sometimes we get so used to things or so comfortable with things being the same way every time, time after time after time. And we're so relaxed to the very point that we're not moving. We're not shaking. We're not shifting. We're staying in the same place because just because of the comfortability, just because we are relaxed. This is normal. This is what I'm used to. This is what I'm accustomed to. Amen. But I want to let you know tonight, you're going to have to get up out of your comfort zone. In order for you to get in this next move, in order for you to get in this next flow, you are going to have to do something that you hadn't done before. You're not going to be able to stay the same. You got to do just a little bit more than what you've been doing. You're going to have to put it down just a little bit harder. Amen. You cannot be the same. You cannot be mediocre. You cannot be average. Come on here. We got to go over the top. Amen. It's time to go over the top, and we just thank the Lord on tonight because I feel like rushing. Hallelujah. Ready to come out the gate. So we thank the Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. We give him glory. We give him praise. Amen. I want to thank God for Dr. Kimmy Kim and the Elations family. Amen. I thank God for Bishop James Hunter and the Forever Flowing Ministries family. We just thank God for every other association or every other organization or whatever is attached to me. We thank God for you on tonight. Amen. We do. So we want y'all to go ahead and call a neighbor and a friend. Let them know that I'm here. Amen. Let us know that they're on tonight. And we're getting ready to go into a word of prayer. Father, we thank you on tonight. We thank you for these, your people. We thank you for those listeners tonight that are listening in. We thank you for those that are come back by replay. Father God, we bless your holy name. We bless your righteous name. We give you glory on tonight, Father. We give you honor on tonight, Father. For you have been better to us than we could ever be to ourselves. So tonight, God, speak a word. Speak a word into our hearts. Speak a word into our minds that we may be able to change and apply this stuff to our lives. Father, we just thank you right now for every promise that you've made, that you've spoken over our life, because your promises are yea and amen. And we thank you on tonight. Lord, we give you the praise. We give you the glory and all the honor. It's in Jesus' name that we do pray and say amen. Amen. And as the older gentleman said, amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. Come on, put your hands together and give the Lord a hand clap of praise. Come on, let's celebrate him for a moment. Come on, lift his name up. Come on here. I need for you to put in the atmosphere what you need God to do for you on tonight. I need you to come, amen, with boldness, holy boldness on tonight, declaring and decreeing what you need God to do. I need you to walk in your full authority right now and begin to stay in the wind. Come on here. Put it in the wind what you need God to do. And after you do that, I'ma seal it, my God. So at this time, I want y'all to put in the atmosphere. Amen. Let your atmosphere be conducive for the Spirit of the Lord to move. Amen. And as we begin to declare what we are believing God for, put it in the atmosphere, what you want him to do. Hallelujah. Don't tell him what to do, how to do it, and don't tell him when to do it. Just say, Lord, fix it. Lord, do it for me. Amen. Hallelujah. Now, I give you on the count of three, I want you to put it out there in the atmosphere. One, two, three. Put it in the atmosphere. Hallelujah. And believe God. And believe God. And believe God. And believe God. And trust him. Come on. You got to trust him and not doubt. Believe him. Take him at his word. Take him at his word. Hallelujah. And I'm going to steal this thing. In the name of Jesus. We seal it now by saying, blow, wind, blow. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Everything you got in the atmosphere, blow, wind, blow. Lord, blow on it tonight. Everybody, Sunday, the Messiah. Let the winds of heaven blow. Hallelujah. And we give you, we give you glory. We give you honor. And we give you praise. Blow, wind, blow. Hallelujah. Blow on our situations. Blow on our circumstances. Blow on our finances. Blow on our loved ones. Yes, sir. Blow on our businesses. Blow on our ministries. Yes, Lord. We need you to do it for us, God. Hallelujah. We thank you tonight. We thank you. We thank you. We thank you. Oh, yes, we do, God. We thank you, and we give you all the praise. It's all in Jesus' name that we do pray and say amen. Amen. And amen. All right. I want to know, can y'all hear me well? If you can hear me well, let me know. Amen. Sinus has been acted up. Weather changing again. Sinuses have been just acting up, acting crazy. Amen. And I understand that it is to stop us from praising God or stop us from doing what God told us to do. But we must yet fulfill the promises or the purpose, because it's, you know, the work we are in God is a promise. Some of us, God, your parents, you know, was afraid and worried about you, and God gave your parents a promise that you was going to be all right. Come on here. So we living on sometimes it's a promise. It's just one word from the Lord. Woo, God, I feel like you're mocking him on tonight. Just one word from God is all we need. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We thank God. We thank God. Come on, Zion. Let's praise him on tonight. Let's glorify our God on tonight. Let's lift him up. Come on here. Hallelujah, for he's good all the time. And all the time, God is good. Amen. I need for you guys to have the greatest weapon of all times on your hand. Amen. And in your hand, as we raise them up before the Lord, I'm ready for you guys to go with me to 1 Samuel. 1 Samuel, the 16th chapter. Amen. And beginning at the 7th verse. Now, y'all give me a time to build my stage, all right? Hallelujah. Give me time to build my stage. We're going to talk tonight about how Samuel, amen, was used to, you know, hear it again. He was sent on assignment by the Lord, all right? And the Lord was letting them know, listen, I rejected Saul. Right? And he says, you know, I rejected him. And I'm sending you, amen, to down there to Brother Jesse's house. Amen. And, you know, I'm sending you down there because I need you to go anoint one of his sons to be king. Right? And so as the Bible tells us, it was, you know, he was afraid to go because if Saul knew at this time that he had gone down there, that he would behead him when he got back. All right? So just Samuel was afraid. But at the same time, the Lord kept, you know, pushing him and kept, you know, as he was talking to him, giving him instructions. See, here again, always remember, when a prophet gives you a prophetic word, if they don't give you the instructions, that ain't God. Because God gives instructions to his word. That's one way you need to test these lying prophets. You need to test these false prophets because they want to prophesy is money, cars, men. Oh, yeah, yeah, I said it. Houses and land. But listen, we need more than money, cars, houses, and land because every time they talk about money, they're talking about money that they wish they had. They're not really seeing the money that God got for you because I'm a living witness. When people tell me, oh, I see $100,000 coming to you, and I'm like, I don't receive that because I know it's getting ready to be in the millions. Come on here. We got to begin to just say what we're believing God for and shut down that because what they're trying to do is they're trying to negate what God is getting ready to do in your life. No, 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 no. You're not going to do that. You're not going to minimize what God want to bless me with. You're not going to. Now, if you had to say it to me that you saw me getting $100,000 in increments, I could have received it. But just to say that one number, you throwing it out there because you think I want crumbs. $100,000 ain't nothing to God. Y'all better hear me on tonight. Amen. We got to stop giving God crumbs. Lord, have mercy. Lord, have mercy. Lord, have mercy. Oh, my God tonight. My God. Hallelujah. Now, I need these phones jumping. I need y'all on here. I need y'all jumping. Let it. I need for you to make sure that you have everybody on listening, tuned in, amen, amen, amen. Because, listen, I need you to participate, all right? In this season of our lives right now, we're going to have to do something. You know, people say, well, all you got to do is be still. No, that ain't all we got to do. In this season, we're going to have to participate. You're not going to be able to just get things and you don't have no action behind it. If you don't put nothing in, you're not going to get nothing out. Glory to God. So you need to be busy. Amen. I need y'all participating, calling people, getting them on the line. I need you texting them, inboxing them, and I need you, you know, let me know you can hear me well, because I don't want to, you know, my voice, you know, it's cracked up sometimes to go up in and out and all of the third. But I'm here to deliver a message, and I'm going to do what God has sent me here to do, and I just thank God for this opportunity. Amen, because God does not have to allow us space to do certain things, but he gives us grace for it. And I thank God that Dr. Timothy saw something in me, amen. And so with that being said, I came to do my assignment. So we build the stage enough to let you know what is going on. So 1 Samuel 16 chapter, we'll start at the 7th verse. But the Lord said unto Samuel, look not on his countenance. Look not on his countenance. Y'all know that any two times that we have as ministers, as leaders, as apostles, prophets, evangelists, teachers, pastors, we have sometimes when God gives us a hard word for someone, we tend to, when we look at them, we get afraid. When we look at their countenance, when we look at their demeanor, when we look at their facial expressions, or when we look at, we shut down. We get afraid. Why? Because their countenance is showing us that, oh, no, you're not on it. See, you can't be moved by what they see. I'm reminded when God told Jeremiah, he said, Jeremiah, don't be afraid of their faces, because people will make faces to throw you off. They'll start doing things, with their arms. And so you just got to look. They'll be doing that to throw you off because they don't want you to walk down the path because you know you own it, right? But we cannot worry about their countenance. Amen. We can't. Glory to God. So he says, look not on his countenance or on the height of his stature, because I have refused him for the Lord. See it, not as man see it. Hallelujah. For man looketh on the outward appearance, and God looketh, you know, at the heart. So you have, what he saw here, we understand. That we're, you know, that's how we do. We sum folks up. We looking at their countenance. We so busy summing them up, don't even realize what's on the inside. God is not looking at your outward appearance. You can be a dressed up demon and on your way to hell with roller skates on. Amen. And you on your, and talk about you the bishop of all bishops and you the chief apostle. You go right on with all these different titles. Amen. And skate your way on into hell. Amen. Glory to God. God is looking at your heart. Is your heart right tonight? Is your heart right on tonight? Amen. Is it coming, or is your heart pure? Amen. Does it house the purity that it needs to house? Amen. So we thank God, hallelujah, for his word. Verse 8. Then Jesse said, I've called Abinadab, and made him pass before Samuel. And he said, neither have the Lord chose this. So now you see they trying to figure out the reason God sent them there, because he sent them to anoint the king. And David was, Jesse was so quick. He wanted to tag the first person he saw, right? Because he was trying to get up out of there and go back, amen, to where Saul was, because he knew that if Saul knew where he was, it was over for him. So, but God was not pleased with that. And that's like with us. When God is not pleased with our lives and yet we still try to do what we used to doing or accustomed to doing, it ain't going to work no more. When God says no, he means just what he says. When he says thing or abomination, he means just what he says. When he says things or whatever is a sin, it's a sin. If it stinks in his nostrils, he means that. But it's like we can't understand or get that in our head that we need to be like Christ. If he don't like it, then you shouldn't like it. If he love it, then you should love it. Amen. So, amen. God still not accepting the two that Samuel chose. Y'all listen to me. These were people that Samuel chose. And sometimes you being so quick and being so anxious till you get in trouble with God. And that's what we're going to talk about tonight. You're going to get in trouble with God. So then Jesse made Shammah to pass by. And he said, neither has the Lord chosen him. Uh-oh. God is about to do something right here. He getting ready to make, it's like he's making a fool out of them. Come on here. Because, you know, amen. Don't be so quick. And don't rush God. You can't rush him. You got to wait on his timing. You trying to rush God to Lord, you need to hurry up. No, he don't have to hurry up. For one day to us is as 1,000 days to him. So we're trying to rush something that God has already done. He's already done it. He's already healed us. He's already given us the things that we needed. He already has done it in past tense. It's already done. We're just waiting on the manifestation. But if we believe and just couldn't look at it, that God already wanted me to have this, then when you start thinking like that, then you wouldn't even have to go to God with some of the stupid stuff that we go to God with. Stuff that God already gave you. Well, Lord, is it okay if I go preach? Well, God told you to preach. So why is it that we are going to God? I called somebody and asked, I said, Sister Cucumber, I need you to come over here and preach for me. I'm having a women's retreat, and I need you to be, you know, the guest speaker. Sister Cucumber tells me, well, I got to go on a fast, and I got to ask the Lord, and then I got to go ask my leaders, and all of that in the third. I understand if you're on to somebody, you ask your leaders, okay? I'm not saying nothing against that. I believe in that. Amen. But what I'm saying is when you go to your leaders, if your leaders okay you, then you need to go on and do it. But no, that you don't need that. That's not good enough. I need a sign, Lord. So I'll give you another sign, and you still ain't made waited to get prepared to go. But what I'm trying to say to you is, when God wants you to do something in the earth, you need to obey the first time. You need to stop trying to make him give you a sign every time, because guess what? You already, if you got his spirit, that's your sign. Come on here. If you got his spirit will instruct you. It will teach you in all truth. It won't let you be ignorant. Amen. But do you possess or house the Holy Spirit on the inside of you? What do you have? Do you have the Holy Ghost, or you got a ghost? What is it? Hallelujah. Because if you got a ghost, you better call Ghostbusters. Come on, somebody. Hallelujah. So here we are. We are sitting in a position to where we're trying to do God's will, but we're trying to rush because we're afraid of getting caught. Don't you know God already knew if you went, Saul was going to be agitated? He knew when you went, Saul, if he ever found out, he would try to kill you. But don't you know God won't let no harm come to you when you're doing his will? Don't you know God won't let nothing happen to you while you're on there obeying him? Come on here. He won't let nothing happen to you. They can't touch you. You're untouchable when you're obeying the Father. And that's the thing we got to get to. We don't understand, glory to God. We don't understand, hallelujah, how God will sit with us. He will sit right there. Amen. Watching us through this thing, walking us through this thing, carrying us through this thing. Amen. And so we see here but God told Samuel, he said, look on everything. Y'all hear me? Look on everything. See, we worried about how good somebody looks, how fine they are, how tall they are, if they got green eyes or hazel eyes. You looking at all of that and going to miss God because you're trying to look at good looking. You're trying to look at prettiness instead of what the Lord is saying. You're trying to look at how fine a man is or how fine a woman is, and you're going to miss God. Amen. You're going to miss God because you're trying to do something in your own flesh. Lord, help us on tonight. Y'all praying for me. Amen. Pray for the old troublemaker. Glory to God. And so, you know, God is saying, he says, you know, we look at everything. All right, he said, don't be impressed with his looks and statues, right? I've already eliminated him. I've already done the work. I've already done the work. It's past tense. I've been done it. It's time just has to catch up to you. Amen. But I am the Father of time. Glory to God. Amen. And I can stop time so that you can be on time if I wanted to. But I've already done that. I've already made the request. I've already given you your assignment. All I need for you to do is obey. Trust me and obey. So God begins, you know, God judges persons differently than humans do. Because God looking at our heart, but the human side of us, the human nature of us, we looking at the outward appearance. I need to see him dressed to kill. I need to see him smelling good. You understand how we get, amen, all these things that we want to see. But the Father says, I judge that differently, right? He said, I judge differently than man do. Men and women look at the face. Ah, talk to us, Holy Spirit. Men and women look at the face, but God looks into the heart. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Who am I talking to on the night? People have been looking at you, summing you up. Hallelujah. But God is about to do some stuff. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Jesse, let me just sum it up. He called Abinadab. That was the first one. And presented him to Samuel. Samuel said, this man isn't God's choice. Then Jesse presented Shammah. And Samuel said, no, this man isn't either. Glory to God. Now, we at verse 10. All right, we're getting ready to go down. And tonight we're talking about God is switching the ship. Amen. And you know, anytime God switches something, amen, you can expect something to happen. You may not know the outcome, but you can expect something to happen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And I know I'm not going fast enough, but I'm going a little fast. Amen. But I want y'all to get where I'm going. All right. So when God switched me to change the posture or the position or a direction or focus, switch now. When you switch it up or when you switch something, it means to change the position or direction or focus, to change your position or direction or focus. God want to change your position, your direction, and your focus. God want to change, y'all. I need y'all to get this. God want to change your position because he want to change your position so that you'll be in a position or in a posture to receive more than you've ever received before. Amen. Because he's getting ready to give you new direction. Come on, somebody. Amen. In order for him to give you new direction, you got to be in a position to receive the new direction. And amen. And you got, in order to get direction, you got to be focused on what you saw. Y'all don't hear me tonight. In order for you to receive direction from God, you got to be in a position to see. And that means you got to be in a position to be focused. And if you're not focused, you're not going to get it. I'm saying more than what y'all staring. I'm saying more than what y'all clapping. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord, for revelation. So a ship means to move or call something or someone to move. Amen. To a different place or position. Switch and shift have similar meaning. Switch and shift. Switch isn't a verb. Because you can't switch and you don't move. It's an action. Amen. It's telling you got to change. Change the position. Changing your direction and your focus. But then the shift means to move or cause something or someone to move to a different place or position. All right? Glory to God. So you see, here, there was a direct order to go to Jesse's house because what was at Jesse's house was going to switch the heart of the people, to lead them into victory, and to shift, hallelujah, their minds out of a place of bondage. Lord, have mercy, let's do it. I believe I'll say that again. You see that when Samuel was on his way to Jesse's house, to switch, he was going to switch the heart of the people to lead them into victory and to shift their minds out of a place of bondage. Y'all don't hear me. So God, you know, I want you to know tonight, God always have strategy. Always you're going to have strategy. Amen. You're going to have because you need it. Because you cannot go in the devil's camp at all and think you're going to just come on in and everything going to be peaceful. No, but with strategy, you can go in there and you can demolish, amen, everything in there. You hear what I'm saying? God gives us strategies, amen. And we have to pay attention to what he's saying, the instructions, amen, glory to God. As I was saying earlier, you have all these prophets and they can't give you the instructions, then it's not the will of God. I need to know, if God is telling me to go to Bethlehem, I need to know how I'm supposed to get there, which way he want me to go. I don't know nothing about going to no Bethlehem. Come on, somebody. Amen. So I need the instructions of the Lord. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. But you got to understand, Samuel, the prophet, was afraid. I'm going to say it. He was afraid to go. But God gave him instructions of what to do. Like, you know, he said, God's like, here go plan A, plan B, and which is like options. God told him what to do. I'm going to show you. I'm going to tell you. Amen. I'm here with you. So there's no reason for you to mess up. All right, we're going to start at verse 10. Again, Jesse made 7 of his sons to pass before Samuel. It's out here there. And we know that after the 7 sons, ordinarily the prophet going to think that that's it because that's the number of completion, right? So we're thinking, all right, we got to the 7th son. We know God's going to receive him. We just know it. We know it. We know it. Amen. We're looking at the outward appearance. Oh, well, he looks good. He looked, you know, he looked real good. He got a statue of a king. He's sort of thick, you know, sort of tall, and he's broad shoulders. He looks like he can be king. He looks like he can wear the armor of a king. Amen. And so that's what we're looking at. Amen. But I'm telling you tonight, God want to switch some stuff. What you thought was one way, God's switching it up for something different. Amen. You won't even be able to trace it because God said, I'm switching that thing. Glory to God. So we see here in verse 10, amen, hallelujah, that God began to say again, the 7th son passed him. And Samuel said unto Jesse, the Lord have not chosen this one. Lord have mercy. The Lord have not chosen thee. And Samuel said unto Jesse, hear all thy children. And he said, there remaineth yet the youngest, and behold, he keepeth the sheep. Now, he's saying that because if a person has been groomed to be a king, let me listen to this. If a person has been groomed, amen, to be someone, you know, they may not be it at the beginning, but they've been groomed to be a king. They've been groomed, amen, to learn and groom to talk and how to do and how to act and how to be. You know, you look at them and you see them in the statue. But for somebody who don't look the part, it's throwing you off. It is threw Samuel off. Why? Because he was looking at their outward appearance. He was saying, well, this one's a tall, this one looks good, this one, you know, looks strong, and this one, you know, he dressed the part. But that wasn't what God was looking at. God wasn't looking at their clothes. He wasn't looking at how well-dressed they were. He wasn't looking at how well-versed they are, how well they could speak, amen, how they using their vocabulary, their diction, amen. He wasn't looking at that. Yeah, I'm trying to help y'all. Y'all need to stop all of that. Well, if they don't speak correct English, then they're not of God. See, you're going to miss it. If they got piercings and tattoos, and how they going to run my corporation? You going to miss it. You need to stop trying to deal with lawyer people and deal with the capable ones, because the capable people are making things happen. The capable people are making things shift. They are the shifters and the shakers and the movers, right? Glory to God. So we got to get our focus back. Thank you, Lord, because we're our focus. So these remnants, yes, the youngest, and behold, he said, there remaineth yet one, the youngest, and behold, he keepeth the sheep. And Samuel said unto Jesse, send and fetch him, for we will not sit down till he come hither. He couldn't sit down. He couldn't break bread. He couldn't move till he finished his assignment. You hear what I'm saying? A lot of the times, you guys, you don't even get to your assignment because you're too busy trying to do more than what God told you to do. You're too busy trying to be who God did not call you to be. You're too busy trying to sum up people instead of you opening up your heart and your ears to hear what the Father's saying. You're too busy trying to sum them up by their outward appearance. Oh, they look like they got money, and they broke as a joke. Don't you know people who got money don't always dress the part? Don't you know wealthy people don't always put their money into those designers? Because they say, why? That's foolish. Amen. They say that's foolish. They'd rather put their money into investment and keep reinvesting. Amen. Some of you got $1,000, I won't even say, well, you may have a $900 Chanel bag. You may have a $15,000 Chanel bag. But what I want to say, you got that and then you ain't even got a car. You got Louis Vuitton bags and you ain't even got a house. Come on here. You outdoors. Why? You see, your focus is off. You see why you need direction? Your focus is off. Why would you want to have a bag, one bag that costs more than a vehicle, and you don't have a car to drive, and you sleeping outside? Y'all ain't making it make sense to me. That's not wisdom. Amen. That's not wisdom. So you got to get your focus back. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So then, in verse 12, and he sent and brought him in. Now he was rooted or ruddy and whipple of a beautiful continent. He was ruddy. You know, that means he was probably, you know, buffed. He's probably, you know, broad shoulders. He has a probably not a, he's not a tall man. Amen. Not tall, tall. All right. And, but he had the Bible says, it says, and withal of a beautiful countenance. And he was goodly to look to. Y'all hear the word of the Lord. He was goodly to look at. See, sometimes we want a pretty boy instead of just having a man of God who's attractive. He don't have to have green and hazel eyes. Or he doesn't have to have all that. You ought to know. God is not looking at his outward appearance. You looking at that. You looking at the fleshly side. Amen. And because he, you know, it's somebody you'll be interested in. That's all you going for. But this man may not can pray for you. He might can't cover you. This man might don't want to. Come on here. You got to deal with all of those issues. But because he looks good, that's what you running at. You got to start looking at the heart of man. If God looks at the heart, you need to look at the heart. You need to know what's in their heart. You need to know what their heart is made of. Am I right about it? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Amen, amen, amen. Hallelujah. All right? Amen. Well, yes. You know, some people call, when they say rooted, they call Rudy or Rudy the once. Say, but he's out there tending the sheep, Jesse, Samuel. Order Jesse, go get him. We're not moving from this spot. He's here. He ain't moving. He ain't switching. And he's not shifting. Come on, somebody. He's not moving. And he's not shifting. He's not switching. He ain't going to switch up because, you know, because he's scratching his head. But God got on him. God rebuked him because he was trying to do it his way. God said, no. I'm going to give you instruction. Not your will be done, but mine, said the Lord. I'm going to give you the instructions so you don't go make a fool of yourself. Hallelujah. And then he got some sense because he was trying to tell God how to do his job. Y'all don't hear me on tonight. And a lot of you are likewise. You want to tell God how to bless you. You want to tell God how to save your children, how to save your husband. You want to tell God how to give you finances. Let me tell you something. When you are a true servant of the Lord, you can't tell him how to bless your baby. Because God, if you could be broke as a joke and ain't had nothing since heck was a puppet, you ain't seen no money in a long time. Amen. And God will cause somebody to hit your car, bump your car. Amen. And it be total. And it may not even look like total. You could probably buy it back if you wanted to. And God bless you with $20,000 in your hand. And you didn't break no neck. You didn't even break a fingernail. Y'all don't understand what I'm saying. God has a way to bless us. But we try to tell him how to bless us. God may not send that man to give you no money. Uh-huh.
You looking for, Lord, you looking to do something to get something. No, you got to do is stay obedient to God. That'll be Sunday. And he's going to do that thing. He's going to fix it. So after, then Samuel gets coming on in, right? Glory to God. Amen. Then Jesse sent forth for Samuel. And he brought in the picture of health, the very picture of health. When I tell you, my brother was fine, fine. He was fine, fine. He come on in there. Hey, yes, sir, huh? Yes, sir. He come on in there. I can see him with a little swag. Y'all come on, follow me. Yeah, yeah, yeah. He got a swag because he already know he about to, he body, body. And as he swagging, he, you know, got that little pimp here. I'm just messing with old Jesse on tonight. Amen. And he's dragging that leg, right, coming on in there because he know he the whole thing. He know it. I want to get your attention. Amen. I'm trying to draw your attention back. But he comes in because of the obedience to his father. Amen. Because one thing about Jesse, when he's out there tending the sheep, he didn't want nobody to disturb him. Because he knew what his job entailed. He knew all the details and the entails of it. And he knew sometimes he'll probably be out there for days. Amen. Amen. Because his job required him to tend sheep. And it's not easy tending sheep. Come on here. Hallelujah. It's just like goats, like some of you church folks. It ain't easy trying to teach you or tend to you. Amen. Because you won't let nobody do their job. All you do is book, book, book. And I'm telling you now, it's coming the time when you start booking, we're going to book too. Amen. We got to stop all this mistreating our leaders. Amen. Amen. We got to stop all of that. Amen. And just come on and do what God sent you there to do. Amen. So Samuel comes on in the room. Come on, brother. Come on, brother Samuel. Walk on in there. This is how he walked. When he walked through, he got that little pimp swag just walking through. I know he was like, what is going on? I'm looking at all my brothers. I'm looking at my daddy. I'm looking at this man. And what's up? What's going on? You know, he done brought me up out of the field. I can imagine he had some questions. Because I would have. Why y'all bothering me? This is what I would be saying. Glory to God. And then the Bible says, verse 13. No, we're going back to 12. So now he was ruddy and withal a beautiful countenance and goodly to look to. And the Lord said, arise, anoint him, for this is he. Amen. Arise, anoint him, for this is he. I want you to understand that Samuel, the prophet, was afraid to do what God called him to do. Oftentimes, prophets have been prophesying and looking to people, and sometimes they can work to come out and give them what the Lord is saying and get afraid. I'm reminded of Elijah, how he was afraid to minister a hard word, amen, to Jezebel. And after he had ministered the hard word to Jezebel, he ran and went in and paid and hid. He hid because he was afraid that she was going to kill him. Y'all don't think prophets be running from the devil? You don't think people be running from people? Because the devil uses them to try to get at us after we obey God. Even now, you may obey God in a small way, but you're obedient to him. And because you're obedient, you may not have to deal with the devil head on, but you have dealt with some people that came behind what you did. Amen. You had to face some of the big guys. Because Joshua do fall. I don't care what size they come in. They do fall, right? So we can't be afraid to do what God told us. He wants us to be bold and courageous. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. All right. So I want y'all to understand. Lord doesn't see men as we see him, right? God always looks at the outer, inward, the heart, while we keep looking at the outer. Don't let the outer fool you. Do you hear what I'm saying? Don't let somebody out here fool you, because you'll be thinking, glory to God, I got to keep this up. Oh, God. You'll be thinking that, he the one. I asked God to give me a 6 foot unit, and he can't. All dark, just like I can. I tell y'all, you relinquish your will to God and put the God for your husband. Not what you want, but what you need. Now, if your need is giving you your, there's going to be something want in it for him. But he gonna be because that won't may not want you because he may want another brother. Uh-oh. You want him because he dressed nice, male, good every time. But are you looking at his hand motion? Uh-huh. Are you looking at the way he say his words? Are you looking at how his body, oh, Lord, have mercy. Is he sitting up in the back like a duck? Come on, somebody, talk to me on the night. Are you paying attention to all of that? Lord, have now, that's the time to look at the hour two. Because if it walks like a duck and quacks like a duck and talks like a duck, it's a duck. Outlaw. It's up. Glory to God. But we misjudge things. People, you know, may misjudge you. Amen. But God will never, God will never allow that. Listen, God is switching up some things. You hear what I'm saying? He's giving you new focus, right? So you just need a little new, he just need to redo that thing, give you some renewal of your focus, of your sight, renewal of your vision, renewal. Amen. Glory to God. Because he got some things up the heart, because you know sometimes because we don't like the way people look, God got to deal with our heart. We got to deal with our heart. We got to deal with our mind. He's like, listen, don't judge them. Don't you put your mouth on them. Don't you overlook them. God said, I'm switching your heart up, baby. I'm gonna put in you what's already in me. I'm gonna use you. Amen. To see it like I see it, at their heart. They got a heart to serve. They got a heart because they love God. They got a heart to do my will. They got a heart for my people. Don't be fooled now because they don't look the part. Sometimes people ain't going to look like they should be a part of people. They may not walk like it. They may not talk like it. But you got to stop being good people. And being prejudiced. Being prejudiced. They are out. Listen, you know, I better be prejudiced to prejudge these folks. I'm not willing to give them a chance. I'm telling you, the very ones you look down upon is the very one that God doesn't smile upon. The very one that you're looking down upon and saying ain't that good in that person, that's the one God's heart is. God said their heart is right with me. Glory to God. So, but time, people look. Amen. Don't judge. Don't misjudge these people. Amen. Don't count these folks out. Amen. Because people will fail you, but God will never fail you. Look at it. If I can leave them something, look at the heart. Check the heart. The heart life, the heart of blood, if you are coming from the right way, they're coming from God. I'm telling you, God, he switches. Oh, amen. So that the start of people and to shift, your body can. Amen. So tonight we are walking for the Lord. Listen. Amen. We bless the Lord. We bless the Lord. I know I'm in a few minutes of time. Amen. We thank God. Amen. We thank God. So, Dr. Kimmy Kim, let's get ready to open up these phone lines. Amen. And when you come on, we want you to come on and give us your name, city, and state. Let us know where you're chiming in from on tonight. Amen. And I want you to give everyone a chance to speak. And then once I finish with the next, that person, then the next one can begin to speak. Amen. Amen. Let's be cordial. Let's be nice. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory. God. Amen. Amen. So, Carla, you're on the air with the apostle. Amen.
Good evening, Mama. This is Connie calling in from Houston, Texas. How are you? Enjoy your
I'm
word.
Well, thank you. How you doing? How are you?
I'm doing good.
Amen. I want you to lift up your countenance. Lift up your voice. Amen. I don't care how bad it is, how bad you feel. I need for you to raise the level, raise the bar. Come on up. Come on up. Come on up.
Mm-hmm.
I don't care. You gotta, I know it may take all that's in you. And I need for y'all to mute these back, those phone lines, mute the lines. Amen. It may take all in you, that's
mm-hmm.
in you to fight. But you come on up. Amen. Come on up out of that thing. You have the power and the authority to come on up out of everything that you may be experiencing or what you may be feeling on tonight. I prophesy to you tonight, it won't always be like this because the Lord is perfecting those things which concern you. So we thank God for you on tonight. Thank you for tuning in. We love you and God bless you.
Love you too. Good evening, Apostle Dr. Sylvia Hunter. Good evening on tonight. I thank you for that word on tonight. God bless you.
Amen.
I receive it, and I'm all, keep applying what you're teaching us. Keep applying it to my life. Oh, Jesus, thank
Amen.
You. Thank you.
You
Amen.
Listen.
And
I'm
this
just saying you
I'm
so
sorry.
Excited because you didn't even let me say good evening, calling you on the air.
Amen. This is Minister KB from the Brookhaven location. That's what I meant to say. Jesus, I'm so excited.
Yes, Lord.
Yes,
Amen.
Indeed.
God
Jesus.
Is doing it. He's doing it. Minister KB, sometimes
you
be like, you know, pressed. But when you be impressed and you still, you know, trusting God and you believe in God and you praying like a maniac like you do, I'm telling you, it may not be for you, but it may be for your children. You hear what I'm saying?
Yes,
you be God be blessing on. You may
yes,
say,
Lord.
I need it on this end, God. But God said, no, nah, that end, yes. I need it more than what you needed. And I'm just grateful
yes,
to God
Lord.
On tonight that he is perfecting those things. He is making sure
Amen.
That the things that are needed are where they need it, when they need to be there. Amen. And we ain't got
Amen.
To stress. We ain't got to worry
Amen.
Because God is not, he's not short of his word. He's not short of his promises. His hand is not too short that he can't reach down and give us what we need. So I want you to stay encouraged. Stay encouraged.
Amen.
I don't care what nobody says.
So
know that the Lord is on your side and he is fighting.
Yes,
Jehovah Gabor is fighting for you. That is the word for you on tonight. Go in peace, knowing that you already won. You already got the victory.
Thank
in
you.
In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Sunday.
I receive it. God bless
God.
You. God bless you.
Hallelujah. I accept. I accept. Love you on tonight. Thank you, Lord.
Love
Thank
you,
Lord.
More.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you.
Amen.
Thank you. Amen. All right, Fireball. Amen. I remember when you first came
Amen.
On my radio broadcast, and you would come on, and you always just ask for prayer for your family. But I used to say, hey, that Fireball. And then when I heard, you know, you had to come on a couple of weeks, then you come back on. I said, is that my Fireball? There was something in you that I knew then that God was going to take you beyond measures. You were going to surpass people. Amen.
Yeah.
That you were going to surpass all everybody that's been in your family in ministry. I'm telling you, God is
Amen.
Using you. Hallelujah. You may not see everything. Now, you don't need to see it. Sometimes you need to just bask in his glory. You know what I'm saying? Bask in what he's doing. And I'm seeing God change
Amen.
You every
Amen.
Day. Every day he's
yes,
making
Lord.
You over
yes,
you.
Lord.
A new creation.
Yes, Lord.
And so we thank God
you
for that
thank
on
you,
tonight.
Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Change
Hallelujah.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Yes, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Amen. And a willing spirit. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord. You got a willing spirit.
Amen.
And so we thank the
yes,
Lord.
Lord.
Amen on tonight. Amen. You
Amen.
Go in peace, woman of God. God bless you.
Thank you. God bless you. Likewise. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Good evening, caller. You're on the air with the apostle.
Yes, my name is Terrence Hunter. I am Ronnie Hunter calling in. I'm just one call in and wanting to say God is good, man. God been good to me.
Yes, he has.
In Ohio.
Amen. God bless you on tonight. I've been waiting on you to come in on our prayer line. Amen. I've been waiting and waiting and waiting. But God, he knows the time. God knows the plans that he has for you. Your name, Terrence?
Terrence Hunter. Ronnie Hunter, brother.
Okay, I'm saying, say your first name again.
Terrence.
I guess you're saying Terrence. I'm trying to hear it. You know. All right, brother Hunter. Amen. You got my last name. Amen. We share the same last name. Amen. But God, he knows the plans that he has for you and your life. They are plans of good and not of evil. Amen. You hear me? They're not of evil. And God knows your expected end. And oftentimes I can see where you have gotten yourself in the situations, you've gotten yourself in a tight. But every time you got in a tight, God always brought you out. He didn't let you stay in that mess. He brought you out. Or even there was always a door for you to escape what you were going through. And I want you to understand on tonight, God has plans for you. He has plans for your life. God has not forsaken you. He's not left you. Even though times you have left him, but God has not left you. So what I need for you to do, I need for you to begin to repent of all your sins and begin to ask God to come into your heart again, to make you over again, to make you new again, to refreshen you again, to give you a new mindset, a changed mindset, so that he can do in you what he want to do. God want to refocus you. He want to put you back in the right position. Because somewhere you got out of alignment, but he want to refocus you. He want to give you a new mindset. Amen. Glory to God. Because he got big things planned just for you. And only you, the one, you the only one that can carry that out. Amen. I can't do it for you. Your siblings can't do it for you. You have to do it for you. You're the only one that can walk that out. So I thank God for you on tonight. Amen. Join us every Tuesday night. Same Jesus time, same Jesus station. Amen. At 6 p.m. Amen. And you have a wonderful, wonderful day. Amen. God bless you.
Have a blessed day too, ma'am.
I accept. Thank you. Hallelujah. Good evening, caller. You're on the air with the apostle. All right. I know y'all listening. Amen. I know you out there listening. Amen. Hallelujah. Well, I do thank the Lord on tonight. Amen. For such a time as this. Thank God for using me. And, you know, he didn't have to use me, but he does. Amen. He didn't have to, you know, and I'm willing and obedient. He said, if you be willing and obedient, you shall eat the good of the land. Amen. For those of you who want some ham hocks, go get them. If you're willing and obedient, come on, go get them. They're not going to mess. They're not going to run your blood pressure up. See, y'all still living under the Mosaic law. Y'all still living under that law that's been abolished. When Jesus came, when God sent Jesus, he abolished all of that. He freed us. Because if not, we would probably hadn't even been here. We probably wouldn't be here today. And that's the truth. Amen. Because everybody would have been dead because of that, you know, that strict law, those laws. Amen. Glory to God. Call you on the air with the apostle. I hear you in the background. Come on, say something. Thank you, Lord. Amen. So we thank God on tonight. We appreciate God for what he's doing in the lives of his people. Amen. We're thanking God for each and every one of you listeners and those that are coming back by replay. We, you know, if you need to reach out to me, you need me to come minister, whatever it is, conferences, deliverance, services, a deliverance 101. Amen. Reach out to me. You can reach out to me at Sylvia Hunter, or, you know, most times I don't really check the Dr. Sylvia Hunter's page, but I will check it. Reach out to me. Send me a text. Let me know, you know, you're needing my services or whatever have you. Amen. We thank God for his grace and his mercy. We thank God, you know, that he is our source and he is providing for us. Whatever you need tonight, I'm talking to somebody who's listening. Whatever you need God to do, amen. I hope you put it in the atmosphere. Amen. I hope you put it in the atmosphere. So listen, you guys, I'm getting ready to sign off this week. Amen. I thank God for a blessed week. Amen. God is switching some things up for our, you know, for our good. Amen. He's switching it up. Well, the devil thought we was coming one way. God did a switcheroo. Come on here. Hallelujah. The devil thought we was coming from the left, but God sent us from the right. I'm trying to tell you, that's what strategy does. God said, no, I don't need you to go to the left because they sitting over there waiting on you to come. But if you go to the right, you're going to listen, you're going to kill them all. And that's what David did. David was a warrior. Hallelujah. And he, every time he went in battle, he took the Lord along with him. That's why he was so victorious. That's why he's known, amen, for a mighty man of war, a mighty man of battle. Amen. Glory to God. Listen, Dr. Kimmy Kim, it's been real. I'll see you guys next week. Same time, same station. Shalom.
Shalom. Thank you.
an ordinary person, living life on the edge of expectation. Ever since my life took on a new direction, I've been living life contrary to condemnation. Because God, you had mercy on me. You revealed your son in me. Opened my eyes and now I see to live my life more abundantly. I'm walking by faith and not by sight, in your power and not my own might. And I live to die so you can increase and I decrease. You are
wonderful. Yes, you are. Tremendous. Yes, you are.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Exceptional. Yes, you are.
And I see, but I see so differently.
Opposite,
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 living
in reverse.